views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy. This is an awesome show today. We're talking about successful manifestation. And, you know, I take one version or another of this topic because it's so pertinent to so many of us right now. If you believe in energetic waves and, you know, what's going on in the world, one thing that we're more and more clear about is that we truly are creating our reality from moment to moment. We're making choices all the time. Now, it doesn't mean that we always enjoy the fact that we're making choices, right? Who wants to be on point all the time? But today's show is about focus, time, and courage. And these are some of the components that go into successful manifestation. But as you know, you can also be a very focused worrier, and you can be a very, you know, focused obsessor. There's all kinds of ways that we distribute our focus. So today I want to put our attention more on some of those things that make you happy, the dreams and desires that you have. And I'm not talking about these big, huge accomplishments, you know, like creating a company, writing a book, et cetera. Not just that. I want you to maybe boil this down a little more to your day-to-day life. Sometimes our goals are so far out there, so far out in time, in terms of how big they are and how much work it takes to accomplish them, that we have no joy in the moment because we're constantly looking at what we haven't done yet, what we haven't achieved, what we haven't made happen. And so let's be a little merciful on ourselves today, and let's look at creating the joy that we have right now. So we, of course, are going to be taking calls today. Always love to do that. Always love to hear what everyone's doing and stepping into and wanting to create. And my number is 800-930-2819. That's actually how you'll dial into the show today, 1-800-930-2819. And I wanted to give a shout out to a lot of those that I met at the recent Conscious Wellness Expo, the Boeing show that took place a couple of Saturdays ago. It was absolutely tremendous. Great to see everyone, and so nice to see some of the people I've worked with, some of the callers that are faithful listeners to this show. It was just tremendous. I'm going to be in Portland soon in November. Hard to believe that that's soon. But if you are in Portland in November, I will definitely be there. About to hit the road again, going to Chicago for next weekend's expo, and then Raleigh the weekend after that. And then I'll be in London in the last 10 days of September, seeing clients there. So lots of opportunities to catch me in person, but as always, you are welcome to work with me via Skype, by phone, and if you're local, we can also work in person. So I wanted to throw all that out to you. Before we get into the show, you can always find me at LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And as you know, I'm all about transformation. So whatever's showing up in your life, whatever it's about, it's not about that, right? We know that for many of us, we are transitioning, transforming, shifting, growing, creating something new. You're carrying your light Everywhere you go, I put out a tweet on that, you know, be the light that you are wherever you go, because people are going to change as a result of you being there, as a result of you carrying the vibration that you do. It's an honor and a privilege to carry that light. Some of us work quite hard at our light vibration, and sometimes it's just an amazing thing to watch the shifts that occur for others, the benefits that we bring to the world. So this show today is about, you know, wanting to create and, you know, what it takes. And what I've found working with a lot of my clients is that there's just a lot of heavy-handedness when it comes to the words focus, courage, manifestation, creating, discipline, you know, all that heavy stuff. And so some of us had enough of that in school. We had enough of that from our families. You know, at some point when we were children, we went from just being able to have no role, no job, play in the sandbox, enjoy ourselves, have a good time, look at pretty colors, admire the world, ride our bikes, to our grades, how are we doing in school, and suddenly we find we may be a reflection of our parents and our families and how well we're doing in sports or academics. And then, you know, we go into college, if we do, and it's more of the same, and then we go into our jobs and these performance evaluations and constantly, you know, gearing up for ourselves. Every 6 months, our whole worth and value is reevaluated again. And so we can get a pretty bad taste in our mouth when it comes to applying that kind of energy to our dreams. So let's not do that. Let's stay with the passion and the desire. And I want to throw out some new options for how we create. So first of all, you know, a lot of us can get a passion, a desire, and we get excited, and then we stop after a bit. We're just like, oh, I can't do this, or we get a little defeated. Now, I want you to be as honest as you can be about what happens over time. So if we check out our field, we may find places where we get a little discouraged, or, you know, we try to power it out. We try to push through, but it doesn't feel good anymore. And we fall into some old habits of not feeling good. So then what happens is that we put that not feeling good energy onto that passion of ours, and it just takes the fun out of it. So how do we create this bridge between the joy and the passion of what we want to make, what we want to create, and not slap on top of it that heavy-handed experience of our upbringing? It can be a little tricky. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and we'll also bring this up in our next segment, is focus. What's focus? Focus is creating space for our thought or idea. It's creating a very broad, open space without anything to impinge upon the experience. So we're not going to let something else into that space where we are putting our attention to our dream, to our thoughts, to our joy. And it is amazing when we do that. Now, we learn some of these techniques, you know, in meditation and mindfulness, how to move the clutter out of our minds, how to move everything else that's going on in our lives and put it outside our field, put it outside the parameters of this thing that we're going to choose to do. The other part of this is selecting a time to do it. You really need to be wise about this. Don't put this time of focus at a time when it's really hard for you to even think. For example, if morning's not your time, don't pick that time as your time of focus. What is your best time? What's your prime time? So that's important. If there are a lot of distractions at a certain time of day and things you have to handle, don't put it there either. Sometimes we get confused because while we're driving the carpool or we're, you know, heading into work or we're sitting in a conference room, we get this inspired idea. Nothing is stopping you from writing something down on a piece of paper to come back to. So that can be a little confusing. And then we want to get angry at our job because it's in our way. It's stopping us from focusing, you know, and all these resentments come up. But if you notice what just happened, what I just described, in that moment of resentment, it's going back to an old wound, an old trigger an old parental or school message of, I can't think about what I want to think about. I have to be disciplined. Why am I doing this job when I'm just having this amazing idea right now of what I want to do, what I want to create? So try not to cross-pollinate there. Try to say, you know what, later I need to clear out the wound of this, that whenever I want something, something else is in the way of. That's a belief. That's an old experience. It's an old wound. And we want to release that so that every time you have a thought or idea, instead of, look what's in the way of my life, you know, I'm victimized by these other things in my life that I have to do, think about, all right, what's a good time for me to reflect on this? Where can I create some space? Where can I create the parameters? So I want you to be thinking about that. Some of the thoughts that are coming up for you right now, I can even feel it out there right now, of what's interfering when you think about your thought or idea. Some of the negative, heavy, angry, resentful feelings, some of the judgments that are coming up, some of the sadness of when you were trying to do these things in the past and you couldn't get to them. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about focus, and then we're also going to talk about time. Remember, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and this is Leslie Fontaine.
You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. I know that you can, then you will. Get to the top of the hill. Part of the fun is the climb. You just gotta make up your mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We spend nearly a third of our life on the astral plane. Why not leverage it? Go deeper and learn more with Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf. Join us at the DeBuddha Playhouse and Cafe in Bellevue, August 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. for basic tools and 7 to 9 p.m. for astral body basics. For more information, email lynn@letterrletteruintuit.com or visit the website at letterrletteruintuit.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Gotta make up your mind that today is your day, and nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day, everything's going your way.
Absolutely, today's your day. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking sheer alchemy. Alchemy is that ability to shift our energy and to create from a different place. And, you know, some of us have a hard time doing that. I know that I can wake up in a certain way, and later in the day, you know, I shift. Or with a cup of coffee, that's always nice, isn't it? So think about, you know, where you are with your focus. Sometimes, you know, we can wake up with certain things on our mind, and it's a deliberate effort at times. Sometimes it feels like it's too much. That's why I created an MP3 or a CD meditation that brings in the Ascended Masters first, that brings in the powerhouses to help us shift first. And then it's so incredible when you do that, when you bring in your masters, your team, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, and you go into that space with them, they help you shift your energy no matter how down you've been, how frustrated, how low, and you then begin to step in and to participate. That's how powerful this is. So consider doing that today. That's that meditation's called Transcending the Challenge of Discouragement, and it's very powerful. I work with a lot of people that, you know, are quite heavy in their energy, a lot of things that have happened to them, a lot of trauma, sickness. So, you know, we're never in a place where we can't start. And I always honor my clients and where they're coming from. We're all coming from very different places. So sometimes, you know, some of the motivational speak doesn't work for us, right? Because if we're in a place where we can't even imagine, you know, lifting ourselves out of the bed or coming outside the house, or the energies are so challenging for us that we can't step out of it. It's awesome to know that we can have that kind of help from the spirit realm. It's absolutely tremendous. If you haven't done that, I really, really encourage you to have that experience. And, you know, I have some clients that do that CD every day. And it's a pretty powerful thing. It's not just me. It's what's coming through. So give yourself a chance if you feel like, you know, round and round and round you've gone and you haven't been able to begin or to shift or to release some of those difficult energies. And often what we don't understand is in this moment right now we can choose to let it go. Often what holds us back is, if I let this go, who will I be now? What will be required of me? And if you can hear that, that's again some really heavy contracts and cords that are coming into your field that keep you from stepping into something because you're afraid of the responsibility of the thought or the idea. And again, bringing in the Masters, the Archangels, it's an amazing thing to let them participate with you. I just can't even tell you enough, and I'm already feeling the shift of it for some of you right now, and we'll do that kind of work. So back to our topic, which is focus, time, and courage. Why do we not step into some things? So often, it's the pain of what we're going to become, who we're going to be. Do we have it in us? You know, I tell people all the time when I'm speaking, I bought the 3 books, followed the 9 steps, and I still can't make it happen. What's wrong with me? So if that's what's going on for you, and you're a very, you know, sensitive person, you're one of those highly sensitive people, it's hard for you to even go to the shopping mall because of all the energies that are walking around. I know a lot of people can't come to the shows I'm at, and so I do individual sessions because their fields are so sensitive and they just can't deal with all those energies that are surrounding them. But if you can step into this thought or this idea and just release any attachments to your identity, to who you've been to this point. What's going to happen in this moment of focus is you're going to come through with your soul essence, the truth of who you are, the integrity of who you are. And you're going to feel that fear about who will I become if I step into this thing? Will I be successful? Let's take a look at that word success. We talk about it all the time. Success according to whom? What is success? So think about that for you right now. What is success? What is the meaning of that? It stops so many of us before we even start. And we will immediately bring in some sabotage for ourselves so that we don't have to even try. You know, we'll bring in a different job. We'll bring in, a marriage. We'll bring in children. And I have done as much sabotage as the next person, just because the thought of stepping into all that we are carries with it this weight of responsibility. The thing that I'm about is that you don't have to do it alone. You can bring in your light beings, and I'm bringing them in right now. There's a lot going on for some of you, and let's just go ahead and bring some of the powerhouses in to what's going on in your heart space, what's going on in that area of passion for you, okay? And let's release some of the distractions. Let's release any of the fears of whether you'll be successful, whether you can do it. It's creating the space. And just notice also that you can allow the thoughts and the ideas to come to you. And again, release any fear of whether you can do it or not, whether you can make it happen or not. Just release that. Just allow it to show up for you. And just release the fear in your solar plexus right now. Release the fear of making a mistake. Some of us are so afraid of having an idea or a thought because we're afraid of making a mistake. So release that. It's so funny, you know, when we're children, we'll get up and down off of a bicycle, we'll fall, we'll, you know, stumble, we'll make all kinds of mistakes. We grow up and we just don't allow mistakes anymore. We don't allow failure because such harsh lessons have come. So right now, we're going to hand those energies back to the source where we learned it was not okay to make a mistake, where we were shamed. So some of you listening right now, I'd really like to work with you. Just huge shaming energies, just huge fear about why you're not stepping into your dreams and why you create some clutter in the time of your focus. So again, the number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. If you're feeling some of that urge to clutter up that focus area, that space that we've created for your thoughts and ideas, give us a call. And let's see what's going on for you. But right now, there's a lot of compassion, a lot of mercy coming through. Creating time for your focus. Creating time for your dream. You know, it's very common if you're a writer for people to say, look, create that certain time you're going to write. And even if you sit there and don't put down more than three words, that's what you're doing. You've created this writing time. And so we get very strict about it. And some of us just, you know, can already feel a resistance to it. So whatever we're resisting, we're just not going to step into, right? It just sounds so harsh. Discipline, discipline, discipline. And it's not like we've never been disciplined before. Most of my clients have honestly had to raise their parents, take care of partners, take care of loved ones. They have been incredibly responsible. So the energy of the discipline often is associated with something we don't love, something that we don't want. So let's, you know, loosen that up a little bit and not be so harsh about our dream. If you do that to your dream, then you're almost going to kill it, right? Isn't that how it feels? Like you're almost going to kill it. So we want to create a space and a time that's good for you. And just check in with your spirit right now. All right, do I need 30 minutes? Do I need an hour? Do I need an hour and a half? Do I need to do this every day? Do I want to do it once a week? Do I need to go on a retreat for a couple of days? Do I need to step away from the energy of my house right now? Ask yourself in your field. You can get to your truth. So go in right now. Feel your heart. Don't go into the fear of, well, how am I going to do that? Who's going to let me? What's my family going to say? What about the judgments of other people? You are not a child. You're an adult. You are an adult. So step into that. When we hear that childlike voice that's requesting permission, that's looking to others as if they control us, that is our child. Remember that. Our child had no power. She couldn't drive. She couldn't go to the store. She couldn't, you know, get a ticket to anywhere. She couldn't get a hotel room. She was stuck. You are not now. So just allow right now that you can define the time. You can define the moment. What feels good for you right now, okay? So think about that there. So we're creating space and we're going to shut out interferences. If some people's energy is very oppressive for you and, you know, it's not healthy for you to be around, I want you to give yourself permission today to release it. It is an amazing thing when we release energies out of our field. Amazing. We think that we have to say something harsh. We think we have to slam the door. We think we have to just disappear. But honestly, right now, just picture yourself with your hands handing back very lovingly, very gently, someone's energy back to them. Just see yourself doing that, putting people respectfully outside your field, taking the criticisms that they have seemed to spatter all over your field and letting it go. And now we're going to close off your aura. We're closing it off to all but your higher self and those lovely beings that are with you at the choice of your soul. And we're protecting your field right now so that you can hear your own voice. You can hear the passion and the desire and the urgings within you to step into all that you are. Isn't that phenomenal? Isn't that phenomenal? And we haven't even done anything yet. I love this. We're talking about creating focus. We're talking about creating time for ourselves. And the next thing that we want to talk about is courage and what courage really is within our heart space. So this is Leslie Fontaine. If you want to find me or work with me, you can go to LeslieFontaine.com. You can also call me, 678-665-3366, and we can create a session for you so that you can begin to shift through some of the things that you're doing. And when we come back, we'll take our callers and hang tight.
When somebody throws sticks and stones, all they can break are your bones. And life's gonna kick you around and then kick you again when you're down.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence.
Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit livemoreradio.com.
Make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Hi there. Today is our day of change, and I wanted to let some of you know I'm teaching a teleclass right now on creating daily abundance manifestations, and it's not too late to join. It's a class once a week for the month of August. And if you're interested in joining, please give me a call, 678-665-3366. Also, you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. And also, I put out some Twitter messages, and my handle is at LeslieFontaine. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And if you're looking for some substantive, energetic, shifting words for the day that might be something that you would enjoy. And, of course, you can visit me on Facebook as well. So we're going to take our first caller.
Well, we had Tara. Oh, unfortunately, geez. She just dropped. She wasn't on her cell phone. So, Tara, we welcome you back if we get your signal again.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Not a problem. Sounds good. So we'll wait on Tara to come back if she can. So, you know, we've talked about time, we've talked about focus, and then there's this piece called courage. And if I haven't terrified you already, then courage is another one of those big kahuna words. I mean, it is a word that scares many of us. And it's obvious, courage means you're stepping into something that requires bravery, that requires stepping into fear. Right? Going into a territory that's not same old, that's not the normal thing you've always done. But I want to give you a different twist on this one. This is really about your energy field. So think a minute about this. You have this passion, you have this idea. And I've asked you to check your field about, you know, timing and when you should spend some time just creating this beautiful, safe, sacred space to explore the idea. And one thing about that is to take any pressure off of major accomplishments. What did you get done today? You know, I hate that question. What did you accomplish today? I'm a highly functional person, and it's really funny. The more I shift in my vibrations, the more I hate that question. Because there's so much that many of us do without knowing we're doing it, right? If you really think about shifting energy and transforming, there's not much that we can necessarily see immediately in our field, but if we could see the waves, and many of us can, it's an amazing phenomenon. So anyway, this fear of performance starts to come in. What did you accomplish? So courage is about going into the core fears within us about making a change, because courage is changing something, right? If we were doing the same thing tomorrow that we did yesterday, we might have dread. We might be dealing with some unpleasant personalities. But courage is saying, I am going to do something very different today. And I'm going to feel it. I'm going to allow myself to be there. So let's go right now into this place of courage, all right? Whatever your dream, your thought, your idea, I don't mean going into the, well, I've got to keep my job until X, Y, and Z happens. Not that. This is different. This is allowing that dream or desire to come front and center for you right now. So let that happen. Your heart space may be feeling a little tight. And so we want to check in. What is the tightness of the heart space about? Is it about whether you've got it in you to create? Is it whether you're skilled or not? Is it, will source really take care of you? You know, often we feel like, you know, when the rubber hits the road, will source really come through? And we can talk a good game sometimes in our spirituality until, you know, stuff hits the fan, right? And then we go, oh my gosh, you know, do I really believe this stuff? Is it really out there? Is it real? So let's make it real right now. Let's go into the courage part. Some of you are really feeling your inner child that's coming up like, oh my God, what happens if I color outside the lines? Oh my gosh, what happens if I, you know, take a side road instead of the main freeway? I mean, all this stuff can be coming up, creating a panic. So in your focus time, in this courage time, you are writing out what's coming to you to do. Don't resist. Don't hold back right now. Just let it start flowing back to you. Just let it come into you of what it is that you're being guided to do. It could be something that doesn't even seem related. It could be, you know, go to the beach this weekend. It could be, I think I need to work at that cafe, you know, three times a week. Just take my laptop with me and be around people. But our tendency after that is to bring in that parental voice, that heavy voice, and says, be disciplined about it. You could do it more than three times. What happens when we do that is that we squeeze the joy right out of it. We put a harshness on the rules, and then we don't do it at all. So this is the key right now. Listen to the guidance of your spirit, your higher self. Notice what's coming through about what to do about this passion and dream, regardless of, you know, the action to take, where you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, the people you need to eliminate from your life now that are kind of drags on your energy. They're just siphoning your energy out hugely, wholly. So a lot of you are really doing a beautiful job right now and just bringing in some beautiful cosmic white light, just washing all the debris out, everything that you're releasing right now. Just really join with me now. Letting it go, releasing all fears of failure. You're the one defining the creation of this thing. You're the one defining the success factor, what that means to you. Some of you have a lot of baggage on that word. So let's define that for you right now in this beautiful sacred space. Let's define what this is. We immediately put some kind of hard evaluation on it, like I should be making this much money from anything that I do. It should replace my job. Really take that heaviness off of this thing. You know, let's not go there right now. Let's stay with the joy of it and the passion that you have of creating it. And let's release some of that heavy parental, ancestral, societal energy that decides it's got to value everything that you do and whether it's worthwhile or not. What's worthwhile is that this is your passion, this is your essence, this is your purpose, this is who you are. And I tell you, as you step through these guided messages that you get, as you begin to do this and keep the passion and joy around this thing, amazing things are going to show up. People, energies, opportunities, things you never imagined will begin to show up, and they begin to put some meat on this dream, this idea that you have. But when we stay in a little fear and we're afraid to step in because of other people's value of what we do, that it should bring in a certain amount of revenue, that it should look like this, you should have an office, every one of those heavy energies, I want you to note for yourself, and I just release it. Don't be afraid of doing this. You know, we haven't even done anything yet, and already you can feel the fear. So let's let this go. Doing good there. A lot of you are just feeling some of the panic. So let's do a full wash now of your field, just clearing out the debris of other people's thoughts and ideas and energies. Some of you are getting some really heavy messages from family. letting it go. I'm going to bring in some healing now from the etheric healing team. And just patching up some of the holes and the cuts in your field. Going into your second, some of you just really afraid of your ability to create your own security, that you'll be safe, that you can create your own safety. There you go. You do this every day, I'm telling you, there's just some amazing things that are going to happen for you. But don't fear the power of your own voice. Don't be so terrified. Your voice is so grand, so great. So now step into this passion of yours right now where you are, all right? I'm not saying physically. I'm saying with your intention, with your energy. Step into it. Just open your heart as wide as you can. Open your solar plexus as wide as you can. Bring in your masters, archangels. Bring in Kuan Yin. Bring in Lady Nada, Lady Vesta. Bring in Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Gabriel, Mission and Purpose. Bring in Kutumi. Bring in Hilarion. Bring in these amazing masters, maybe that you've never heard of. Do some research on ascended masters. Bring in those that resonate with you. And just look for guidance. Bring in some ministering spirits. You know, you need an office. You need a cup of coffee. What do you need? Just notice what's available to you. And then some of you right now are feeling some poverty energies in your heart space, so afraid it won't show up for you, so afraid that you aren't loved enough for Source to provide for you. Again, notice how that energy is resistant and the other energy is open, expectant, and you're drawing it in. All right? So pay attention to what's happening in your field right now. Take down the information. This is data. Notice where you get tight. Notice where you stay open. And the neat thing about stepping into all that you are is that you don't know what's going to unfold. You allow it. You allow it to come in. So sit with this a bit. We're going to talk in a little bit about some of the mixed messages that come in, some of the noises from our current field that come in to stop us, and how to be on a program to release this daily. I'm always glad to work with you, so don't hesitate to reach out. Go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. Sign up for some of my classes. There's opportunities for you to shift. If this is resonating with you, don't miss your moment. The number again is 800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back.
They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Right, so we come to the part of this conversation we're having that has to do with detours, with what seem to be delays, what seem to be failures, what seem to be going left and taking jagged routes and, you know, not quite getting there in the timeline that we had. This, to me, is often where we're healing parts of ourselves as we step toward our goals, as we step toward the desires, because we run into voices that come up in our field that tell us who we're not, what we can't do, what's reasonable. Why are you doing that? Where did you think you got the talent for that? Who's going to give you the money to do that? All this stuff is coming up, and all these things are coming up to heal. Because that is not even based in reality either, right? Think about it. People are saying things to you, and they didn't go do some research, come up with some facts, look at your energy field and go, I have decided and evaluated that you are not capable of performing this function. That is no more real than your spirit telling you, you can do this. This is something you can create. This is something you can step into. The reason the voices of our past, our families, work, society mean so much to us is that they came in at a very impressionable time. And we also have loyalties to our loved ones, our parents, wanting them to be something that maybe they're not, wanting them to love us, perhaps the way they didn't. You know, they think they loved us, but we know there's some part in us, some piece that didn't get the nurturing and encouragement that we really want. So now we put on a tough exterior, we tough it out, and we do okay in our jobs, and maybe we're quite powerful in the roles that we have. But there is this niggling part of us that goes, I really want to create from who I am, from my essence. Well, that voice is as true as all those other voices. So it's basically switching channels. It's switching channels. But to switch the channel, there's a healing involved. So as you're stepping towards your goals, as you're stepping into who you are, as you're wanting to create, these energies and messages show up. Now, one thing about an energy is sometimes we attach to a personality and we go, my mother, my father, my boss, my friend, whatever. Well, this is where I call it same energy, different outfit. Then you don't clear this thing, you bring in the exact same thing. It may be wearing different clothes. It may take you 3 months to recognize it, but here it is again, because you haven't shifted your agreement with that energy that I'm not good enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have. 9 times out of 10, that's the negative message. You're not focused on the messages that say you are all that. You are awesome. You are fully funded by spirit. Don't you worry. Step into it. You can create it. That's not what we're focusing on. It's all that heavy negative stuff. So let's decide today that we're going to release the imprint of that message. Let's release the imprint of that from our inner child. Let's let our inner child know that he or she is all that, came in the world to be all that, and now how do we create? How do we have the boldness to have time, to have focus, to have courage? You don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. No one needs the announcement. This is your private creation. A lot of times we want to go tell people because we want a connection in what we're creating. And because our radar has not been sufficiently cleaned up and corrected, we go tell people that really are not encouraging, not really very safe either. So take a look at who's on your roster for calling and check in your field right now. You could do a very quick scan of your field. Is this person safe to share this with? Is this person safe to share this with? And then ask yourself, why is it that I'm wanting to share it right now? Is it that I don't have confidence in myself, that I don't have the courage to step into all that I am? Ask yourself that. It's okay. There's no shame in this. There's no shame. But this is part of the detour. This is part of the, you know, circling around. Sometimes we get A before B, and it should have been D before C, you know. The order that came through in spirit, maybe you thought, that doesn't make sense, and so you applied something reasonable to your order of things. And, you know, that was a mistake. It was a mistake because your guidance told you what to do, told you the order to do things. So let's not blame source for, you know, when we get off track and when we don't follow the program exactly the way it came down to us. Source didn't fail. You didn't fail. These are all practice routines, and we go, wow, lesson learned. I need to change how I step into my passions. I need to pay more attention to the guidance that's coming to me. You know, sometimes we go and get an office because it makes us feel important when that's really ego, right? And it wasn't time to get an office yet. Sometimes we go borrow money, and guidance told us to incubate with the idea for 6 months. And we didn't want to wait because we felt like if we waited, we wouldn't do it. So notice the parts of you that get ahead of yourself. Notice the parts of you that hang back. Notice the voices that come in. All this is about courage. Courage is following the guidance that comes to you, even if you're just the one beating your own drum and nobody else supports you. Courage is stepping into all that you are. Energetically first. Allowing first. Releasing any old hooks and comfort zones that sort of held you in place for a long time, that kept you cycling the same energies, doing the same things over and over again. Courage is changing your tune, changing the group of people that you hang out with, changing the way that you operate, listening to your body rhythms, when you think best, when you feel best, informing other people in your life about your time and your space and when you're going to focus. And even if it's inconvenient to them, that's when you're going to do it. And remember, when other people make noise, it's mainly because you've made life very easy for them. They don't really have to do some things for themselves. So when we shift into stepping into our purpose and other people make noise or get frustrated or upset because we're not doing other things for them anymore, this is their opportunity to grow. Give that to them. Let them grow. It's going to look messy. Just because it looks messy does not mean it's not right. So this is for some of you right now who have been taking care of a lot of people, and by the time you're done taking care of everybody else, you're exhausted. You don't have time to focus. You don't have any room for your idea or for your creation or what you're doing, right? Because you're exhausted. But don't let the noise of the objectors come in and drown out your passion, your dream. So hope this has worked for some of you all. There's a lot of you wanting to create things, wondering why over and over again it doesn't happen, can't do it, can't make it happen. You can do this. Just stay in your room right now and shift your energy all by yourself and watch what starts to come to you, and then have the courage just to say yes. Just say yes. So this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. Thanks for joining today. Again, don't hesitate to go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, or give me a call, 678-665-6255. 3366. I'll be coming to a town near you very soon, about to hit the road again. And until next time, don't hesitate to seek your highest good.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.